RadioArchives.com presents The Phantom Detective Magazine from March 1949. Servants of Satan. The 152nd Adventure of the Phantom Detective. Nemesis of Crime by Robert Wallace. Read by Milton Bagby. Desperate for a purpose in life, millionaire playboy Richard Curtis Van Loan dedicates himself to a one-man campaign to rid the nation of organized crime and big-time racketeers. Reborn from the ashes of war, Van Loan returns to find his home in the stranglehold of gangsters and murderers. Donning a domino mask and teaching himself deduction and the art of disguise, he takes on crime single-handedly as the mysterious Phantom Detective. His true identity known only by one person, Van Loan swings his way into mystery. A specially made platinum badge shaped like a domino mask, his business card. This master of disguise, deduction, and psychology delivers his own unique brand of law and order to the underworld as the Phantom Detective. And now, the Phantom Detective's pulse-pounding mystery adventure, Servants of Satan. Chapter 1. Yellow Face. Behind Professor Parrish's small white cottage, beyond the campus, the old ivy-covered buildings of Treadwell University sprawled peaceful and serene in the sunset. The town of Poma, Michigan, surrounding them, had grown quiet. The college shops had closed. It was too early for the eating places to open, and the natives had gone on home. This was the time of day Professor Curt Parrish liked best. In the small white cottage that had been his home since he had come to Treadwell the year previous, Parrish pushed aside the schedule of his next day's classes. He got up, looked at his watch, and went to the window. Outside, where the square of lawn fronting the cottage ended, the professor noticed a man standing near the end of the drive that led to the one-car garage that went with his dwelling. He glanced at the man curiously. Sometimes students dropped in for a chat with him or advice on some knotty problem in economics, but this man was too old to be a student. The professor couldn't remember having seen him before. He was short and stockily built. In the sunset's glow, his face had a curious yellow tinge that made his heavy brows look like horizontal charcoal smears. He wore a rough tweed suit, a pull-down felt hat. As Parrish glanced at him curiously, the man turned abruptly and hurried off. The yellow face seemed to linger in the professor's mind when he got his hat and topcoat and locked the front door behind him. An evil face, sinister and strange, a face that wasn't easily forgotten. Parrish shrugged as he went on to the driveway and his garage. There was no sign of the man now. The road, as far as he could see, was empty. He never kept his garage locked. Nobody, he was sure, had the slightest interest in stealing his old car. It was a dark green 1936 Lincoln Zephyr Coupe that he had picked up secondhand 6 months previous. It served his purpose, and that was all that Professor Curt Parrish expected and wanted. He smiled reflectively when he opened the garage doors and hooked them back. If he had wanted, he could have driven a new expensive Cadillac. He had the means, plenty of money at his disposal. Elegance was the last thing he desired. His taste was simple, as became a professor of economics. He left ostentation and the show of wealth to his brother William and his sister Lida. Parrish backed the car out of the garage. He didn't notice that the right side front fender wasn't as dusty as the left. It was as if someone had wiped it clean and forgotten to do the same to the hood and the other fender. Out on the road, he turned north and drove 3 miles. That brought him to a small wayside inn called the Lone Pine. Parrish had discovered the place recently and liked its food. He found it a change from the usual coffee shop cuisine where he breakfasted daily.